Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing. We are the growth partner dedicated exclusively to independent jewelers. And today I want to talk about something that can make or break your business before a customer even steps foot on your showroom floor, your online reputation. Your jewelry store might have the most beautiful cases on Main Street, the most knowledgeable staff, and the most loyal customers. And yet you could still be losing business to a competitor with a worse product, but a better Google rating. That is the reality of the market in 2026. Before a couple ever walks through your door, they've already Googled you, they've read your reviews, and they've formed an opinion. If they see a 3.8 star rating and a string of unanswered complaints, they move on. It doesn't matter if those reviews are 3 years old. To a new customer, they are current events. Building a five-star reputation isn't about gaming the system, it's about systematically capturing the genuine satisfaction your customers already feel. Jewelry purchases are tied to deep emotional moments, engagements, anniversaries, or honoring a loved one. The stakes are higher than picking a restaurant. A ring is a $3,000 to $10,000 decision. No one makes that purchase without feeling total confidence in the store. The data shows that businesses with 4.7 stars or higher and over 100 reviews convert at significantly higher rates than those with fewer reviews, even if the star rating is similar. Volume and recency matter. For an independent jeweler, this is a direct revenue lever. So, how do we master this? It comes down to four pillars. First, you have to make it effortless to leave a review. The biggest reason satisfied customers don't leave feedback isn't a lack of care, it's friction. You need to remove that friction. We recommend printed QR cards at checkout to catch the customer at the peak of their positive emotion. Even better, use a text follow-up within 24 hours. At Deep Earth Marketing, we use platforms like Go High Level to automate a personalized text the day after a purchase. A simple message saying, "Thank you for coming in, Sarah. If you have a moment, leaving a Google review helps other couples find us," is often the single biggest driver of review volume. The second pillar is responding to every review, especially the negative ones. Your response to a negative review isn't actually for the person who left it. It's for every prospective customer reading it 6 months from now. When a lead sees a thoughtful, professional response, it actually builds more trust than a perfect score would. It proves you are a real business that takes feedback seriously. For positive reviews, keep it warm and specific. For negative ones, acknowledge the frustration, apologize for the experience, and move the conversation offline immediately. Never argue. The audience is your future customers, not the disgruntled reviewer. Third, you must audit and optimize your Google business profile. This is your second website, and it often gets more views than your actual site. Your hours must be accurate, especially during the holidays. You need at least 10 high-quality photos of your team, your cases, and your pieces. Use your primary keywords in your description, like engagement rings or custom design, so Google knows exactly who to show your profile to. Finally, build your reputation across multiple platforms. While Google is king, Facebook matters for social proof, and platforms like WeddingWire or The Knot are essential if you do significant bridal business. You don't need a perfect score everywhere, but you do need to be visible and active. If your reputation is currently sitting at a 3.2 or a 3.5, don't panic. It is fixable. Start today by responding to every unanswered review in your history. This signals to the world that you are now engaged and listening. From there, implement the automated systems I mentioned to start a steady stream of new, positive feedback. At Deep Earth Marketing, we help independent jewelers turn their reputation into a competitive advantage. If you want to see how we can help you grow, visit deepearthmkt.com. We'll even put together a custom marketing roadmap for your store so you can see exactly what your growth trajectory looks like. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll see you in the next episode.